Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Yeah, and we're talking, of course, about the really surprise news today from Leo Varadkar that he's stepping down as Taoiseach and the leader of Fine Gael. And he was fairly emotional talking on the plinth, surrounded by government ministers in the past 15 minutes or so. He said it's been the most fulfilling time of his life, that he's resigning as the leader of Fine Gael. He will remain on, though, as Taoiseach until a new leader is elected. That's going to happen just after the Easter recess. But what it means in terms of the local and European elections in June is that whoever Leo's successor is, they're going to have 2 full months just before the first set of elections. He did say his reasons for stepping down today, they're political and personal as well. Political correspondent of the Irish Daily Mail, Craig Hughes, is on the line. Craig, like the one thing that's been mentioned by any of the commentators and analysis that I've been chatting to in the show since Leo's announcement, it's the timing of it today.
Very interesting timing, comes just on the back of his trip to the White House for the annual St. Patrick's Day this was not expected. This came as a bolt from the blue. When we heard there was going to be an announcement this morning, I was calling around to Fine Gael backbenchers. They were in the dark, and I guess they were wondering what was going to happen next. Of course, attention now turns to who his successor will be. And I expect to see the runners and riders making their case for that in the coming days.
Who are they likely to be, Craig? Because I'm sure there's names already flying around some of the WhatsApp groups.
Yeah, well, I think you need to take a pick from those ministers who flanked him, and it'll have to come from the senior cabinet ministers. I'd say if you wanted to instill a favourite, you'd be looking at Simon Harris. Yeah, he certainly seems to be the most energised, most active amongst members, and I guess their best media performer. So I guess he'll be leading the pack, but I mean, you couldn't look past Pascal Donoghue either.
So you're thinking is Pascal Donoghue or perhaps Simon Harris. I saw too Leo Varadkar also flanked by Helen McEntee and Heather Humphreys today.
Yeah, well, I think Heather Humphreys is very popular with the grassroots. I think Helen McEntee, while once seen as a potential future leader, I think that this current Dáil term and her stint as Minister for Justice just hasn't been successful, hasn't progressed the way she would have liked, and certainly what would have been necessary for her to be considered as a next potential leader. I think previously there was a sense that she was perhaps Leo Varadkar's preferred choice, but I think her performance in the role as Minister for Justice won't see her in strong contention for that.
Paul Murphy was with us a few moments ago just before the break, Craig, and he made the point today that, you know, Leo Varadkar should have triggered a general election as part of this announcement.
I'm not sure. I think from a purely purely party perspective, I mean, I think that would have been disastrous for Fine Gael. I think from their perspective, you want to see a new leader come in and kind of put their stamp on the party before going to the public and asking them to re-elect them. So I think electorally it would have been very, very foolish for them to do that. So I think, of course, about what it might have suited some of the opposition to go to the polls then, I think if you're being Fine Gael from a selfish perspective, it just simply wouldn't have made
sense. But on that point, I mean, it doesn't really give the next leader much time, because the local and Europeans are coming up. And as I mentioned, as Leo said himself in the past few minutes, I mean, his successor's really only going to have 2 months, Craig.
For the local and Europeans, yes. But I think the big one would be the general election. I think this probably means that we're likely to see, barring being pulled down or something else, their preference will now be to go full term, to give the new Taoiseach time to make his stamp on the party and then go to the public as a new fresh image for Fine Gael. But I think you have to remember as well, I mean, Fine Gael has been in a sort of a mini crisis. I mean, Leo Varadkar becomes the 12th Fine Gael TD who was elected in 2020 and now to be stepping down, following on from Kieran Cannon yesterday. And, you know, we're not sure if that exodus is stopping there. I mean, there certainly are question marks over some other members of the parliamentary party and on whether they will continue in electoral politics. So in some ways, it makes sense to have a kind of to reignite a new bit of life into the party amidst that continued exodus, which has been extremely damaging for them.
Jed Nash, the Labour TD, is on the line with us as well, Craig. Like, do you agree with that assessment? It just would have been far too damaging for Fine Gael to trigger a general election as well today, or are you in the same camp as Paul Murphy and he should have called one?
Well, my first reaction this morning when this news leaked was that it would be in the best interests of the people of Ireland to clear the decks and to have a general election. This is an extraordinary development and came completely out of the blue. And I'd be interested to establish what form of consultation, if any, the outgoing Taoiseach had with Micheál Martin and indeed with Eamon Ryan, because decisions like this tend to destabilise governments. And in truth, now the Irish people are being asked to welcome a third Taoiseach in 4 years. We had Micheál Martin at the start of the this administration, then hand over to Leo Varadkar, and now we're expected to accept that this government will deliver us, outside of an election, a third Taoiseach. What we need is a new government and not a new Taoiseach, and the Labour Party would be very much in favour of going to the country, clearing the decks, and actually electing a new government, because that's what we believe is needed.
Well, not going to happen, though, as a result though, of the announcement today. He's just stepping down as Taoiseach and leader of Fine Gael, but obviously, even within the opposition benches, Jed, you were fairly surprised by this announcement and the timing of it today.
Well, I think everybody was, and you know, the Taoiseach has had the opportunity now to decide on the timing of his own exiting, and that's not something that every senior politician gets to do. And it is a very human business, and we understand and accept that. I served in government with Leo Varadkar for 2 years at cabinet level, and I won't say I know him especially well personally. Any disagreements we ever had were political and philosophical and based on policy differences that we would have. And that's the meat and drink of politics, and that's as it should be. And we all respect his decision. Extraordinary development. It came right out of the blue, but his decision, of course, is respected. He took it for, obviously, personal and political reasons. But what we're going to have now over the next few weeks is essentially free airtime for Fine Gael as they decide who they're going to crown new leader. And in the run-up to the local and European elections, that's going to be absolute gold for them. And it's clear, I mean, that there's a favourite emerging here. We'll see how this process plays out over the next few weeks. And they're taking, I think, a throw of the dice on this, hoping that that their numbers come up and that they get a bit of a fillip come the local and European elections. What we really need now, I think, is not changing phases at the top, but a change of policy direction. I mean, I've been saying it for a long, long time now. While our economy is objectively very, very successful, economic performance itself shouldn't be the principal metric of the success of a country. How can this very rich country seems so poor in terms of delivery public services on housing?
I'm going to bring in Regina Doherty, Fine Gael Senator. Jed is with us here now on the line. Regina, when did you hear about Leo's departure or his announcement, the announcement of his departure today, first of all?
Hey, Andrea, probably alongside everybody else in the country when the rumours broke through the media this morning, all of our WhatsApp groups that there'd be plenty of between committees and senators and TDs and PPs and all that kind of stuff kind of lit up this morning with looking for information, I suppose. There was speculation that it might be one thing or another, but I think once we narrowed it down, it was fairly obvious what was coming, but within only minutes of when it actually was announced, so only recently. So I think that's probably why we're all very shocked, still kind of stunned, hard to take in. But I think, you know, and some of your listeners might think this is odd and trite, but Jed just did say politics is a very personal business. You know, and we know and appreciate what each other goes through at certain levels because politics has changed significantly over the last while. And you would want to be the coldest and, you know, harshest critic not to appreciate the speech that Leo gave in the last hour and to appreciate and understand the level, you know, of commitment that he has given, but also the level of exposure that he would be to, which would be on a completely different level to somebody like me or Jed. And appreciate the measure of the man who's made a decision in the better interests of Fine Gael people, you know, and the government as a whole, that the timing for him is right now. It mightn't suit others and we might be shocked, but the timing for him is that he's making this decision in the best interest of the people that will come after him. And I have to admire that. Now, I've always admired him anyway, so it's probably not a difficult thing for me to do.
But the timing, there is no doubt about it, Regina. Like, and Leo Varadkar made the point today that, you know, the timing is now. It's for political, it's for personal reasons. He said he didn't have anything else lined up. But, like, I mean, it has got to be extremely disruptive for the Fine Gael party heading into, right now, really in an election campaign due to take place in the next few months for the locals and Europeans.
Yeah, we do. We have local and European elections coming in the next number of weeks. Stability, obviously, is something that's very important, particularly to kind of centrist parties that want to see the best outcomes for the people that we serve. But ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, this will be a big deal for Fine Gael people and for Fine Gael members. You'll wake up tomorrow and you'll go on with your life and you'll carry on, and we'll still have a Taoiseach and a Tánaiste and a programme for government, you know, and policies enacted. And we'll do the business of our party work by electing a new Taoiseach, a new leader, first of all, and then, please God, a new Taoiseach thereafter. And the business of government will carry on. So,
some names have already started to emerge, Regina, for Leo Varadkar's potential successor.
Yeah, I think that there should be a number of people that will be in contention. We've been listening to this for the last number of years that, you know, A has been plotting or B has been plotting. Well, now is the opportunity for anybody who's interested in being the leader of Fine Gael and ultimately the leader of Ireland to put their stall out and tell us what they would do differently. And I think that'll be an interesting route for Fine Gael in the next number of weeks.
So you think, you think it should be a contest then among Fine Gael politicians for this gig?
I think there will be a contest, yeah. I think there probably will. But I think we've a national executive meeting tonight. Those decisions and roadmap will be put in place thereafter at that meeting. But today I think it's just an opportunity for us to be grateful for the contribution that Leo Varadkar has made to Fine Gael and to public life, and to appreciate the wisdom of the decisions that he made this morning, that, you know, he's put Fine Gael again in front of himself and in front of other decisions that he could have made. So, you know, I just want to say thanks to him for everything that he's done for us as a party and that he's done for us as a country, because our country is in, notwithstanding some challenges, it's in a really good shape, you know, when you look around the world. So we've a lot to be grateful for.
Whose name would you like to see in the mix?
You know, Andrea, I haven't a clue. I haven't even got over the shock of the decision this morning. But I think the usual obvious choices would be people like Simon Coveney, like Simon Harris, Heather Humphreys. Others might want it, but I don't know whether their stock is as high. But I think we definitely should have a competition, because it's a very healthy thing for democracy and membership, you know, whether it be the PP as part of the membership, the councillors, and indeed our wider membership around the country make the decision.
Okay, well, we're talking about the really surprise departure today, the announcement from Leo Varadkar. He is going to step down as Taoiseach and the leader of Fine Gael. Of course, this, as Regina mentioned, now triggers really an election race within the party to appoint a new Taoiseach of the country and a new party leader.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Deputy Independent TD Verona Murphy is on the line. Verona, there seems to be, you know, a lot of shock and surprise today, really, at the timing of this announcement.
Hello, Andrea. And yes, absolutely. I think, look, at first of all, at the outset, I would like to say that I wish Leo Varadkar well. We did have our differences, but we certainly never fell out. I always found them to be very straight. I do think the timing is odd, but however, I'm not going to try and second guess his reasons. They do appear to be somewhat personal, although he says political also. You know, I wish him well. I think he was very bright and he did have a lot to offer. But I do also feel that this is his second time round as Taoiseach, and there did seem to be a little bit of a disconnect. I don't think he ever really got going. It never felt in the Dáil that he was there and present, or that he was as interested as he was the first time. So maybe this has been coming for some time based on that. It has been the commentary for many of us in the Dáil that he just didn't seem, he lacked the lustre the second time round that he had when he first became Taoiseach.
Okay. Can I ask you about some of the comments that Jed Nash and Paul Murphy here made on the programme today, Verona? And that is that they would have, you know, obviously naturally in opposition, it's their preference that Leo Varadkar would have also triggered a general election today.
Yeah, well, excuse me, the way I feel, I think really we should have a general election and we should have it now. I don't think any new leader is going to have the mandate of the people. I think this coalition government has lost the people. I think the referendum result has shown us that. I believe there will be no mandate and we should go to the people and it should be the people who establish that mandate. And I think, yes, I think that should happen now.
Okay, Verona Murphy, Independent TD for Wexford. Verona, thank you for joining us on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.